Let's do it.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, Melissa. Many
This is the last pod of 2024.
It surely is. We have not had any guests, but we have had a lot of laughs between us too.
I know this has been our first guest-free season.
Well, we could have someone in January. I know that. To be honest, there's a long list of people
We
that
have
do
so
want
many
to be
people
on.
asking to be a guest. So yeah, 2025 will bring some guests.
Yeah, maybe we can have two at one time. The only thing is, it's
Oh,
hard
that's what she
to.
said.
Alyssa,
I'm feeling punchy today. It's a Friday.
very
It's
punchy.
Friday afternoon. I'm feeling a little freaky.
Letting loose a
Yeah,
little
letting loose. I'm done with work now for the rest of the year. I'm feeling free.
bit. Free you shall be, but you know who is not free? These football players. They are not free from my fantasy team. They are not free from life.
Okay. Tell me how
Oh
you really feel.
my God. Every day, Alyssa, it's just like, what is next? What more does God have to hand me?
I mean, at this point, the regular season in fantasy is over. Like,
Alyssa,
the stakes are so low now. You
it's not
gotta,
over. I'm
like,
in
you can.
playoffs in one of my other leagues.
Oh, I forget you're in other leagues.
Yes. So in
All right, fair
our league, it
enough.
doesn't matter, but
Yeah.
in
All right.
others, I care. I care a lot.
All right, that's true.
Or in
That's true.
other.
How are you doing in the one you're in the playoffs for?
Well, I had Ladd McConkey, did not get a touchdown, but he was able to get to his projections, which is just not good enough nowadays.
Like, could you still get first in this league? Are you playing for first?
Oh, our playoffs have just started. Yes. We,
I
only
see.
four teams make the playoffs, so this is the first week of playoffs.
So there's only 2 weeks.
So just 2 weeks, yeah.
I see. I see.
Yes.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Hot zone.
All right, but into more football news. I don't want to seem dramatic, but a lot of stuff has
Oh, you don't
happened.
want to seem dramatic. That's crazy.
Everything is dramatic, honestly.
I think you seem dramatic more often than not, but tell me about the
Probably,
craziness. Tell me
probably. So
about it.
I feel like it's been a week, a huge shakeup of injuries. What else is new? QB changes. And also, oh, look, I wrote injuries twice.
Guess there was a lot. You really
Injuries,
wanted to talk
injuries.
about it.
But first, I want to start with, I guess, at the end of the year, we're getting rid of the old and in with the new. Starting with Kirk Cousins, who is actually getting benched after getting the Falcons off to a really good start earlier this season. And you know why, Alyssa?
No, tell me.
So in the last four games, he hasn't thrown any touchdowns and he's thrown eight interceptions.
Oh, that's
Yes.
not great.
He's not Kirk Thuggins anymore. He's just Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that's
Kirk
embarrassing for him.
Brothers.
They're not very loyal, though. The fact that they're like, he started so strong and they're already like, nope, you're done.
Also think, okay, let me pull up the playoff picture here, but I'm not sure. I think right now it's trying to figure out where they land for the playoffs. Let me just take a quick peek. Oh, I mean the Falcons are still in the hunt. They have a 31% chance currently, but this week, if they lose, then that drops to 12%, and if they win, then it increases to 39%.
Okay. Well, guess they really want to win and aren't giving Kirk his chance.
Yes, it is a little crazy because they're starting their new rookie quarterback that they drafted in this year's draft. He was draft pick number eight, actually, Michael Penix Jr.
Never heard of him.
I haven't either, but I guess we will see him on the big screen.
All right. Wow. Poor Kirk.
I just feel like whenever rookie quarterbacks start playing, they're either really bad or really good. There's no in between.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Or I guess the in between. Well, I don't. It's just hard to say. Like Trevor Lawrence was pretty good earlier. It's just I feel like quarterbacks is so easy to like be good and then be po terrible and like back and forth, you know? I'm sure there's a lot of factors to that as well.
I feel like CJ Stroud is very mid.
Yes, it's crazy because last season he was so good, and this season it's like a complete 180. But
Yeah,
I don't
so.
know if it's because of the O-line or like I'm not sure.
I obviously have no idea, but my best guess, and I'm making this up, but I would assume like when a rookie quarterback first starts, nobody knows how to play against them yet. So they like are primed to do well because they're like new and how they handle the ball is like unfamiliar to the defense. But then after the defense like learns how to deal with this person, it like shows that they're maybe not as good. They just like had to learn the plays first, you
That
know?
is true. That is a fair point. Or on the other hand, like they're just really bad and it's
Yes,
like
they're just bad
goodbye.
all the time and it doesn't matter either way.
Yeah. But
Sure.
that is a fair point, Melissa. I see where you're coming from. It's like me and you should coach an NFL team.
I would love that. I would love to be like Mike McDaniel's assistant coach.
Speaking of Mike
Just...
McDaniels, I feel like his job is actually in jeopardy a bit.
That sucks because, like, last year they were thinking he was God's gift to Miami, and now
Well,
that Miami sucks.
if you look at their season, it's not very good.
No, it's been terrible. He
Our
is
friend
not God's gift to Miami.
Tyreek Hill tweeted saying, "It's time for me to go, coach." Well, he didn't put any like he didn't put a comma after the go. So we don't know how to interpret it. By we, I mean the internet. Because like, is it time for me to go, coach? Or is it it's time for me to
Oh,
go,
like
comma,
he,
coach?
I feel like he meant it's time for me to go, comma, coach.
Yeah, I have a
Like he's not
feeling
like, oh, it's
too.
time for me to go, coach. I think my skills lie on the sidelines instead of on the field. Like, I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's
It's
saying, like, get me out of Miami, get me on a team where I can, like, crush it and score points and get a ring.
crazy because he was on the Chiefs. Like, this is so wild to me.
Yeah, that is so sad.
But I don't know. We've seen a lot of trades where things just, don't pan out for a variety of reasons. Starting with who I just mentioned, Kirk Cousins, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tyreek wants to go back to Kansas City, but it's too late now.
It's never too late, but I feel like the trade was so publicized and kind of was such a big deal that I think when it's such a major trade, I think it's hard for it to kind of go back the other way and have it be something that would make sense for the team, for the player, or the teams and the player.
I mean, it definitely doesn't make sense for the Chiefs. They don't really need him. Like, they wouldn't spend the money on him now, I wouldn't think. They're
Exactly.
doing just fine without him.
I feel like the Dolphins just need a different quarterback.
Yes, they need a quarterback whose brain is fully
Because
intact.
Tyreek is fast. He really is. It's just a
Tyreek's
matter of
great.
the ball getting thrown to him.
Yes. Yeah, this was not Tua's year. Tua's, he's done. They need to get somebody else in there.
Yeah. So we will see. Okay. And then this is very sad news, Alyssa. So I think we all know how I've been loving Jameis Winston as of recently. And I've been watching Hard Knocks, and he is just hilarious, honestly. He kind of makes me want to turn to the church as well.
Oh, wow. That propaganda is working. He's
I don't know. He seems so
most. Good Christians are. It does help.
Yeah, so, but anyways, he is also getting benched because he's also been throwing a lot of
Yeah.
interceptions and games have been lost. So they're turning to DTR. Who is the next quarterback up, I guess? Who's the third string quarterback for the Browns?
What does DTR stand for?
Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Oh. What a name.
Yeah, everyone just calls him DTR around here.
Around here, around the streets. The streets are
In
saying DTR.
the club, we
We
all
all,
fam.
fam. All right. DTR.
Oh my God. But yeah, so I mean, I'm sad, but I guess that we will see it play out on Hard Knocks next week.
Great.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Okay, you'll have to let us know how it
I have
goes.
you been watching Hard Knocks actually?
No.
So the only thing that is makes it, I feel like the episodes go really quickly because they're just showing all four teams. So I feel like I almost wish there was a little bit more for each. And then they just, it's kind of just more in season. So you see, you know, the games that are happening and kind of all of that. But I guess more like stuff on the sidelines, but it's like we already know what happened on in the game.
So it's like pretty current. Like when you watch an episode, it's like
Yes, it's
recent.
in season.
How do they like film it and edit it so quickly?
I don't know, Alyssa. People out here are working.
I guess.
Unlike
Respect.
us with our bi-weekly pod.
Yeah, it can't be us, but all right, the Hard Knocks producers, do your thing.
Oh, wait, but Alyssa, honestly, like, I'm sure that they have, like, multiple people, like, doing, like, the edits of different things. And this is their full-time job. Like, this
Yes.
is our little side thing. So if this was our full-time job, like, we would be doing, like, two episodes a week.
And we would be poor. Yep.
Yes, we would be.
Well,
We just need sports-ish to realize we are humans and to take our pod.
one day.
Okay, and I guess it's just, yes, all of these updates are quarterbacks so far. I planned it this way. But the
Quarterback
next one is
day.
Mahomes. I feel like Alyssa, he has some sort of like angel watching over him. There's some sort of spell that has been done. I don't know what sort of witchcraft, but he literally got injured last week in the game. And it was like, oh, will he be able to play? Who knows? And he was a full participant every day during practice. And now it's he's going to play. I'm just so shocked. Like, this never happens to any of my players. Mine are like questionable. And then it's like doubtful out. It's like so many times. I don't understand.
Yeah, he has some good luck. I really thought they were gonna sit him and like rest him. I'm surprised he's playing.
I guess it's because the Bills still have a chance of like getting the first seed. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Well,
But it's like, I don't eat like, it's like literally like all of like Arrowhead literally like goes like silent whenever Mahomes gets injured.
yeah, because that
It's
same ankle has been messed up for a while now.
literally us in cheer rolling our ankle time after
Yeah.
time again.
That ankle is so rolled. He
It's
probably can't
like
walk.
when the Flyers would like fall down on us.
And then we put them in like the biggest, thickest brace we can find. And we're like, okay, back at it. Good luck. Up you go. Can't afford to rest.
But yeah, I guess I'm sure Ross is happy about this.
I actually don't know that I've asked him about his thoughts on like resting Pat versus playing Pat.
I imagine when he like saw the news that Mahomes was okay, I'm sure he like punched his fist up in the air and maybe did a twirl.
I've never once seen him do a twirl, but maybe he does it privately. Maybe he steps out of the room and like goes into our garage and does his twirls, but I do think he wants them to clinch the number one seed, so he is probably hoping for that.
Yeah, my thing is, I thought that it was already.
They clinched the AFC, whatever they're in. North, East, I
Yeah,
don't know
I
the
mean, okay,
direction.
technically, if the Bills, and they're the AFC West, actually.
Didn't even
This
guess
is
it. They
the one
clinched
that
that
doesn't make
one.
sense, but I guess apparently my cousin was saying due to like rivalries between teams, that's why the Chiefs are AFC West, which doesn't make any sense. But yes, so they're 13-1 and the Bills are 11-3. So technically, if like it could change, you know? Like they rested Mahomes, it could be where the Bills end up being the number one seed.
But wouldn't they still have a worse, like if Kansas City loses and Bills win, then Kansas City would be 13-2 and Bills would only be 12-4.
No, there's still more games, Alyssa. Like,
Yeah,
there's
I'm
more
just saying
games past
for.
our fantasy week.
Well, sure. I was saying for like this week, if they sat him, like the Chiefs would still be ahead. But I guess they don't want
Yes,
to
but I
risk it.
don't think they want it to, like.
Get that close.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because then it would just be. Because then if the Bills won, then it
Yes.
would just be dependent on that one game.
Yeah. All right. Well, go, Patty,
Mahomes'
go.
magic is heavy. The Taylor Swift magic is heavy.
You know, bless her little heart.
But while Mahomes has been lucky, you know who has not been lucky? Every damn running back in the freaking league, Alyssa.
Very true.
This week alone, David Montgomery, done. I think he avoids surgery, but season-ending injury. Alvin Kamara, probably done for the season. That's what they said yesterday. I think,
What
I don't know
happened
if
to
his.
him? I thought he like walked off. He seemed like he could be okay when he left the game.
They all seem okay, Alyssa. And then they end up not.
But what happened to him? Alvin Kamara. Oh, groin.
I like the groin injury is like so confusing to
I
me.
don't get the groin injuries, but bummer for Alvin. That's too bad. Oh, problem is more significant than originally believed.
How do you fix a groin? I don't know.
I
I have
think you
so many
just like
questions.
rest it. Rest ice, compression, elevation, you know?
This is why they need to stop hurdling over people.
That helps.
And then also, Guerrero, who is the Niners' fourth starting running back this year.
He's injured?
Yeah, he has a hamstring injury and he was ruled out today.
Do they not stretch over there? What are they? How do they all get injured?
I
Stretch.
will
What are
say
the
my
rules?
hamstring really cramps up when I do hamstring curls at Solid Core. And dude, that is so painful.
I love a hamstring curl.
My hamstring seize up.
Do you not stretch?
Clearly not enough
You gotta
in
be
my
stretching out
old
there.
age.
You gotta be real stretching out there.
I know, clearly.
You go down to the 49ers stadium and stretch with them because they need
I
it
would
too.
love that, actually. I'm like, now we all stretch together.
Yeah, they really need it.
But yeah, there is no shortage of injuries in the running back space. However, luckily, I don't have anyone that's in my playoff league, any of
That's
those
good.
running backs, so we're good.
All right.
But those are definitely some heavy hitters that people I think were banking on.
So, did the Niners have any run game at this point? Like,
There's one person, Patrick Taylor Jr. I've learned the entire running back depth chart this whole year.
kudos to you, but let's hope Patrick, what'd you say his name was? I already forgot.
Patrick Taylor Jr.
PTR.
PT PTJ.
Oh shit. Sure. PTJ.
PTR flows more. Let's
That's because,
rename
yeah, PTR. I like PTR.
him. But yes, now is the start of the Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday games. I honestly booked a Solid Core class on Saturday at 10:10, but I really want to go, so I'm just going to have to skip a little bit of football.
All right. Dedicated to solid core.
It just kind of pains me, but it's also like I spend so many Sundays just drilled in.
That's fair. You gotta take some time for yourself.
Yes, but yeah, I mean, I guess from now on, people should just not contact me on Saturdays either. I will be booked and busy.
We're in the locked in part of the season.
Yes. And even on Christmas Day, they actually have their Netflix game.
I can't wait for that one. What a treat. What a
Which
Christmas present for me.
I think the Netflix one, they're kind of scared of how it will load for people because they, when
Netflix is
the.
terrible at live events.
Yes, because what the recent fight between Mike Tyson and Logan Paul, was it? That
I
one,
don't
I guess,
know.
had a lot of streaming issues.
Yeah, no, it was not good. It was choppy. It was super delayed. They've
So that's why
never.
I feel like the Christmas Day Netflix, I'm not sure how that will go.
No, I would assume that more people are watching an NFL game than the Paul. I don't know if it was Logan or Jake. One of them. That fight was less popular than I think an NFL game would be. So I'm sure it won't work. Because when a few years ago they tried to do like the Love is Blind reunion live,
Yes,
that
I
was
remember
awful.
that.
They just
Terrible.
can't do it. They just don't know how to do it. And so I think they should probably give up. And if that doesn't work, the NFL will probably never let Netflix do it again.
I mean, I don't know why they even want to do it on Netflix. I don't know what data they showed that was like, we can handle this.
I don't know what data they came up with, but I'm sure Netflix played a lot of money to secure that game.
It's literally just smoke and mirrors. Imagine if it like law if it was like lagging and then just like your advertisement that you paid a lot of money for like didn't run.
It might. That might happen.
Well,
We'll
but
see.
speaking of Netflix, everyone has been talking about Aaron Rodgers' new three-part documentary series. In fact, I think that is what I will choose as my Friday night watch.
What's this called? Enigma or something like
Yes,
that?
Enigma. So I
Enigma.
saw a few things, like a few quick highlights and clips. So I just want to mention some stuff. So one of the things is obviously we all know that he's estranged from his family. Him and his brother Jordan. Jordan, I believe, is the younger. Well, he's younger because they have an older brother, but I don't know if Jordan's the middle child or the youngest. But Jordan had gone on The Bachelor. I don't know if he was on The Bachelorette before and then went on The Bachelor.
I think he was on The Bachelorette first.
Yes, yeah, so then he was on Bachelorette and then went on The Bachelor. And apparently Aaron in this docuseries said that called The Bachelor like a stupid dating show and he was mad at Jordan for like bringing up their family drama on it. Because this was when Aaron was dating Olivia Munn, and I guess were the hometowns, they left two empty chairs for Aaron and Olivia, the drama. And I guess Olivia Munn was the reason why his family and him actually are distant. So his family didn't really trust Olivia, and allegedly she like banned them from going to Aaron's games.
Oh.
And so when the family brought up to Aaron how they didn't trust her, then Aaron kind of just stopped talking to his like family. And him and Olivia actually, they were together from 2014 to 2017, and we all know he was engaged to Shailene Woodley in 2022. But even though him and Olivia broke up, that wedge that was driven between him and his family just lasted.
That's so sad.
I know.
I feel like Olivia Munn drives wedges in a lot of people's families.
Really?
Yeah, like John Mulaney. Didn't he leave his wife for Olivia Munn? They have a kid now.
I don't follow many celebrities much.
I think he cheated on his wife with Olivia Munn.
Damn, juicy.
So she's really driving a wedge between a lot of people and their loved ones. Don't love that.
Yes, so I think it's crazy that he hasn't talked to his family for so long. But I guess also Shailene Woodley opened up recently saying their breakup was pretty toxic when they ended their engagement in 2022. And she said it was like a really low point in her life. And basically, she was like depressed and like had anxiety. But I think basically from her interview, she basically was saying that it wasn't right, but it was beautiful, her and Aaron's like relationship.
Oh, what a strange way to phrase it.
Are both kind of strange people.
Yeah, for sure. For sure they are.
And then there was another video circulating of him doing ayahuasca.
A video like online?
It's
Or
from
this is part of his
Enigma.
show.
It's
Oh.
from Enigma. And he basically like thinks he's a butterfly.
Oh. That's beautiful. Like he.
Anyways, I'm definitely watching this tonight. At least
I
one
know
part.
you've intrigued me. I might also watch this tonight.
We should watch it together.
All right, I'll let you know if I get that far. I have some errands to do, but we'll see.
But I feel like it is interesting since he was once such a great quarterback, and I feel like you always see, the family behind like the men on the field and stuff like that. Not saying that it's like necessarily something that's like needs to be there, but I feel like generally that's been, things that like you see with on like the Wags Instagram or like families and stuff. Which also brings up Josh Allen. I think it is fair to say that while everyone has been falling to shambles, including myself, Josh Allen really has like just been doing so well in football in all of December. I think no one can
He's the
argue
goat.
that.
He's the goat. He's crushed it.
Literally,
His
just doing
stats
it
since getting
all.
engaged through the roof. He's
That is
rushing.
what
He's
they're saying.
passing,
They're
he's getting all these touchdowns. He is crushing it.
They
Zero
are saying,
interceptions since he's been engaged.
I wish I would know what that is like, but my quarterbacks are just
Yeah,
throwing interceptions left and right. It's like, hello, straight
no.
to
Not for
the
Josh.
defense. But basically, he does credit it to Haley, saying that she's such a good support system, and that ever since, they did get engaged, and that was when everything happened in December. But basically, he says she's so supportive on and off the field, which
I
is
love
just very
that.
cute.
Yeah, that's really sweet for them.
Yes. Okay, and then there is no relation from the previous topic to this one. The only relation is that we were talking about the quarterback of the Bills, and I am now going to be talking about Bill Belichick.
Okay, we got there. We got there.
So, Bill Belichick is now officially the coach of a college team, Melissa. I don't know if you saw this, but University of North
Yes.
Carolina.
Yes, I saw all the memes about it.
Yes, the memes were hilarious.
They were great. People
Can't
are
you imagine
always.
his girlfriend coming to a game and like she looks like she should just be dating one of the players?
Yeah, those are her peers. Like, those are people who are age appropriate for her to date. The players on the team, not Bill Belichick.
I also just think it's crazy. Like, if I would have just been enjoying my retirement, like, I know that there's two people, like, people that would just enjoy retirement and others that would want to work. So I guess he falls into the wanting to work category, but it's like, is he the oldest college football coach? Let us
I
look.
mean, probably oldest college football coach. Yeah, he is. As of December 2024, Bill Belichick is the oldest college football coach at the age of 72. The second oldest was Ferentz. Kirk Ferentz at 69. Nice. Entering his 27th season at Iowa.
That's wild. When I am like 72, the only thing I'm gonna be walking and doing is just walking my ass over to my fridge to make a martini.
Yeah, 72 is so old. Bill Belichick was born in 1952.
Because you know when it hits college, like overtime, like they like do things where you have like walk all the way across from like one side of the field to like the other side of the field, sometimes back and forth multiple times.
I think he can still walk. He's 72, not 92.
This guy is going to literally, like, I feel like, die on a football field coaching.
Probably. That's the odds are good. He's very old.
Honestly, they were saying that he might even go back to the NFL, but that was before he ended up deciding to go with North Carolina.
Weird for him to weird for him to end up there.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. It's interesting.
Be interested to see how he does.
Yeah, so very, very interesting. Speaking of coaches, It was also revealed recently that Jerry Jones, our beloved Cowboys owner, head coaches and owners, coaching staff, leadership.
Leadership. There you go.
Leadership. So Jerry Jones ended up saying in an interview that he eats raccoons, squirrels, and especially loves squirrel brain.
What the fuck? Why, like, why did this come up in the interview? Why is he eating these? This man is a multimillionaire and he's eating roadkill? Like, why is he
Okay,
eating
so
squirrel?
let me back it up a little bit. So Amon-Ra St. Brown has a podcast, and he
Okay.
had Xavier Leggett on his pod. Xavier Leggett is one of the Panthers' wide receivers, their breakout rookie star, some might say.
Okay.
And Xavier Leggett mentioned that he eats raccoons in his family. They hunt it, they skin it, and then they eat it. I assume there's cooking done and then they eat it.
Ew. Okay, go on.
So I guess it isn't uncommon in certain parts of the country because Jerry Jones just didn't even bat an eye when that was how it came up with Jerry Jones.
How did it come up with was Jerry Jones on the podcast? Like, what do
No,
you mean that's
well,
how it
basically
came?
one of the reporters asked Jerry Jones what he thought of like Xavier Leggett's like response about eating
I
raccoons.
see. And he was
And he
like,
was
oh no, same
unfazed.
here. He was like, same here. Love me
Yes.
some
Apparently the
raccoon.
squirrel brain, him and his mother fought over eating the squirrel brain.
Okay. That's like squirrels, I feel like, is less weird than raccoons are just like dirty little trash pandas. Like, that's not dinner. That's not something to eat unless you're like starving and have no other choice. These people have other choices.
Don't know.
I do.
I think things are pretty different in other parts of the world, in our country. Clearly,
You think people are just eating raccoons?
raccoons. It's
That's
not even China
insane.
where they're eating the dogs. It's here in the US where they're eating the
You know, why didn't Donald Trump talk about this? You know, he was yelling about Springfield where they're eating the dogs, and yet
raccoons.
apparently we're eating coons in other places. So it's all bad.
Honestly, yeah, I was
Maybe
pretty
it's good.
shocked.
Maybe it's good. I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't think a squirrel would be that good. Not a lot of meat.
No, you get like two bites from a squirrel because they got bones, they got fur. I don't imagine they have
Well, the
much meat.
fur,
And like
yeah.
raccoons don't have very good diets, so I don't imagine raccoon meat is like rich and flavorful.
Well, Xavier Leggett likes it.
I don't know about that guy. I don't know about him.
I will say his points are not, he's like kind of a rookie wide receiver breakout, but like not like Ladd McConkey. I guarantee you, Ladd is not eating them
He
raccoons.
Lad is not eating raccoons. That is for sure. I can tell you that right now. They don't eat raccoons in LA. But I guess they do in Carolina.
The pod title in the NFL, they're eating raccoons.
They're eating the coons. Great.
Oh, but yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah, that's icky. Not my
But
favorite.
to end the pod on a more positive note, Mike Evans is a huge Harry Potter fan, Alyssa. I don't know if you knew this.
What? I didn't know, like when you said Mike Evans, I did not expect the next words to come out of your mouth to be that. But okay, go off. Tell me more.
He has watched the movies more than 900 times.
What? How does he even get that number? Who's counting? That's
I
so
think this is
much.
in an interview.
As someone who also watches Harry Potter movies a lot, I would not say that I've watched them 900 times and I don't need to like be in the gym 24/7. That seems high.
I feel like he's just really obsessed because he had a Harry Potter themed wedding cake, Alyssa.
Oh my God.
And
What was
Google it.
it?
It honestly, it was like kind of like very crazy.
Mike Evans' wedding. Oh my God. Oh, wow. It's so ugly. But, like, yeah, that's Harry Potter. It
It's
has.
like giving like birthday cake for a
It is.
9-year-old.
That is exactly what it's giving. It is a five-layer cake. each layer is decorated like one of the four houses, and then the fifth layer is like an owl in a cage. That's something. That is really, it's not also not very big. Like that wedding cake wouldn't feed more than like, I
I
don't know,
think it's just where they
50
have the
people.
wedding cake for decor and then they have a sheet cake.
God, it's ugly. It's like
Right?
so ta it's so tacky for a wedding.
Imagine if your husband was like, "All right, we have to get a Harry Potter wedding cake."
Oh, it's a groom's cake. So that was like just for him. Like that wasn't their
I
main
don't
wedding
care.
cake.
Freaking
It's so ugly. I would
ugly.
never serve that in
Like,
like good
have that for a
conscience.
bachelor party, dude.
I love that he's so into it though. That's so sweet.
Yes, he even has a couple of tattoos. He has a Harry and Hermione tattoo on his leg. He has
Oh,
another
where's
one on his
Ron?
elbow.
Damn, justice for Ron.
And he also, I don't, the one on the elbow I don't think is Ron.
So he
But
just has Harry. Oh, he. Oh, I'm looking at the Harry and Hermione
he
one.
probably identifies as Harry Potter.
You think so?
He probably, his wife is probably Hermione to him. He probably
Harry
calls
and
her
Hermione.
Hermione.
Harry and Hermione don't end up together.
Am I remembering incorrectly?
Yeah. They don't end up together at all or have any sort of like love affair.
Hermione end up with Ron?
Yes. Although J.K. Rowling does admit now that Harry and Hermione should have ended up together.
My God. I'm sure Mike Evans is well aware.
He's like, yeah, bitch, for sure. Wow.
But he
Yeah.
also tries to see which characters his like teammates and coaches remind him of.
Oh, bless his little heart. What a little Potterhead.
Huge, not a little Potterhead, a huge Potterhead.
Yeah, this Hermione and Harry tattoo on his calf is a lot. Like it is like full detail, Harry and Hermione.
Right? It's like too much. I wonder what
It's
would happen if he
way
met
too
the
much.
actor, like the actors in real life.
He'd probably be stoked.
I imagine a girlish squeal coming out of him.
Yeah, loves Harry Potter.
Yeah, very random, huh?
Yeah, I didn't expect you were going to say that.
Yes.
But
Expect the
okay. Now maybe
unexpected.
that's going to be my Friday night watch. Harry Potter. I love
You're
watching
just gonna
Harry
think of
Potter.
Mike Evans.
I fucking love, and like it's Christmas time. I feel like Harry Potter is always on ABC Family at Christmas time. So I now associate, like, it obviously should be more of a Halloween energy, but I associate Harry Potter with Christmas.
Yes. I also have not watched like proper TV channels in so long, like besides football.
Oh, you should. I love watching TV. I watch
I
a
mean,
lot
I
of Food
should, considering I
Network.
have YouTube TV.
Yeah, I'm always watching TV. I watch a lot of Food Network,
But there's just
HGTV.
so, like, I don't know. There's like other things that you. That's why there's too many streaming platforms, personally.
Yeah, there's way too many and they're way too expensive, especially now that YouTube TV is raising prices. Like, if you pay for everything, like, YouTube TV, Netflix, Hulu, Prime, all of them. It's like over $100. It's insane. It's way more expensive than cable ever was.
And you need YouTube TV, Prime, and Netflix now to watch all of the football games.
And Peacock. There was a couple that were only on Peacock.
Oh, yeah. What happened to the Peacock one? Was that
I
this
don't know.
year? Probably everyone got mad, myself
Last
included.
There's still ones on Peacock. I think Monday Night Football is on Peacock, but you can also watch it on TV. But I think they stopped doing where it's only on Peacock. That was just last year because
Probably
nobody
because
liked it.
Prime Video, there's probably enough people that have Prime,
Yeah,
enough
not that
people
many
that have
people have
Netflix. Like,
Peacock.
Peacock was pretty random.
Yes. Yeah, I had to give my Peacock code out to many people because nobody had Peacock. And I only have it because that's where the office is. I pay every month for one show. I should just buy the box set DVD and call it a day, but here we are.
Yeah. All right, Alyssa. Well, from your Red Zone family, we wish you a happy holidays.
Hot Zone Family. Did she forget the name of the show? Who do
I'm
you think you
trying
are,
to.
Scott Hansen?
I am Scott Hansen. I
You
still haven't done the
wish.
challenge. It
Yeah,
just
'cause it's
scares me.
impossible. No, I wouldn't do that at all. That's how to get a UTI so quick.
I just don't know if I could go that long without drinking water.
I couldn't go that long without peeing.
You wouldn't have to pee. Well, no. Well, you wouldn't have to pee if there aren't any liquids going through you.
I mean, you still produce, like, even if you stop drinking water, you'll still pee before, like, your body stops peeing from lack of hydration.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can go find out.
I
This
know, I
Sunday.
should.
There's not that many red zones left.
I can't this Sunday have a family thing. I just don't eat or drink
Everyone's like,
anything.
what's wrong with Nicole?
I
Oh, nothing. Just not hungry today. Do it.
Well, I guess we will see our hot zone audience in 2025.
Woo. Bye.
Thanks for keeping it hot.